Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word that you have prepared to send our way today. Thank you for the word we encountered last week. And Father, we ask today that you visit everyone and let no one return back the same way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. The topic remains the law of discipline. Last week, we were able to understand how to maximize divine wisdom, which is the law of wisdom, how to have success in every area of our lives by reason of wisdom. Last week was a build up on the previous week, that's the upper week, which was the law of knowledge. And we understood last week that without wisdom, knowledge is useless. Knowledge without wisdom is not good. So today we want to see another law that validates wisdom, that makes wisdom useful, that makes all the other laws of good success useful. And that is the law of discipline. It is one of the proven secrets of transgenerational success. Law of discipline. Let's read a scripture, Proverbs 12:27. The Bible says, "The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is man's precious possession." Another scripture says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, learn from him, learn all his ways, and you will be wise." So today we want to see the law of discipline. What is discipline? Discipline is the force that makes you do what you're supposed to do at the right time, continuously or repeatedly. Discipline is that force that makes you do what you're supposed to do at the right time. Not just doing it when you feel like, but doing it at the right time, consistently, repeatedly. It is the wheel that makes the car of good success run smoothly. If you look at the interior of a car, when you're inside the car, the AC is blowing on you, whether winter, whether summer, whether summertime, whether rainy season. If you're inside the car, you don't feel anything. But the tire of the car rolls inside mud, inside water, inside earth, ground, whatever it is. The tire is feeling everything. It is undergoing all the pressure. But you inside the car, you won't feel anything. That is exactly what discipline is in success. Discipline is the part that pushes you forward. You know, it's art. It's not really enjoying anything, so to say. But it is the part that drives the car to destination. That is what discipline is. So let's understand that discipline is that wheel that keeps rolling and rolling and rolling to take you to where you should get to. One can have wisdom, one can have understanding, one can have knowledge, but if you don't have the discipline to do what is required at the right time, then the person may never get to where he wants to get to. So discipline is super essential. Discipline is important if you're going to get to where we want to get to in life. What is discipline? Discipline is that necessary but unpleasant part that takes the grind for consistent success and progress. You know, think about this as when you are using mortar and pestle to grind something. You know, that grinding process is not comfortable for whatever you are grinding. But if you don't grind it, it won't be useful for what you want to use it for. So that is how discipline is for success. Discipline is also making yourself uncomfortable so as to achieve your goal. Discipline is making yourself uncomfortable so as to achieve your goal. If your goal is to lose weight, then discipline requires that you exercise. Exercise in itself is not interesting, but the result of that exercise is interesting. So if you want it, if you want to lose weight, if you want to be in shape, if you want to maintain your weight, then exercise is that part that you must obey. Is that thing that is unpleasant that takes you to that pleasant thing you want to get. So discipline is taking the pain to get the gain. You're taking the pain to get the gain. That is discipline. For example, a student who wants to pass and succeed in his exams will burn midnight candles. He will read when others are watching football. He will try to read several things, use several past questions so that he can pass the exam. That process is not interesting, but because he wants success, he endures that process, denying himself of several things so as to get what he wants to get. What is discipline? Discipline is repeating the same routine at the same time without giving up. For example, if you want to grow as a Christian, you know you are supposed to pray. Maybe you plan to be praying by 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every morning. You expect your growth in your Christian life. Therefore, that makes you wake up to start by 6 to 7 every day. So, repeating the same routine is a function of discipline. Discipline is that thing that makes you able to repeat the same routine over and over again without giving up. Without saying, I've done it enough, I'm tired. No, you're still going to wake up and do it again. I've seen that in the life of everyone who has achieved a significant success in life, they keep doing the same thing over and over again. Even after 50 years, even after 40 years, they are still doing the same thing. May God give us grace to be able to do what is required for us to get our success in Jesus' name. So discipline is going beyond tiredness. Have you seen somebody who is tired? Have you ever been tired, but you need to get something done? In your tiredness, you still push. In your tiredness, you still do what is required. That is discipline. Discipline is what makes you forget tiredness to do what is required. And like I've realized before, I learned it from, I think T.D. Jakes was preaching and he mentioned, he said, nobody is really tired. It is vision that determines whether you are tired or not. For example, if you are sleeping and you suddenly perceive a smell in your sleep and you open your eyes and you can see fire, are you still going to sleep? No. All the tiredness will disappear and you jump out of that house so that you may burn inside. So, tiredness is actually a function of what you need to do at a particular time. So, if we are really disciplined, we can forget tiredness at some point in time just to do what is required of us. We all enjoy riding in a car, like I said earlier, but we should remember that it is the wheel that really rolls us to where we need to get to. Let's also understand that one-time success is not much of a big deal. Because you have succeeded in something once does not mean you have the secret. It is when you can repeat that same process. You succeeded once, you are able to succeed again, you are able to succeed a third time. That means you have the secret behind that success. So, discipline is what enables us to succeed over and over again because we already have the secret to that success. So, one-time success should not thrill you. But if you are able to repeat that success over and over again, then that means you already have the discipline and you have the secret to that success. Do you know why we call the podcast The Secret Flow? Because success requires some secrets that must be flowing consistently, just like water. It keeps flowing like oil. Those secrets are to be repeated. It's not just a one-time thing. Because you understand discipline, does not mean you just be disciplined today and not be disciplined tomorrow. No, you are disciplined today. You are disciplined tomorrow. If it's about prayer, you pray today. You are praying tomorrow. You are still going to pray till the time you leave the world. That is what the flow is about. It's a consistent flow. The law of consistency. We can just go and refresh our memory with that again. So, let's remember that success requires a flow. A consistent flow. A repeated flow. Discipline is what makes that happen. Discipline is that wheel that can make us keep going forward and forward and forward. May God grant us that grace today in Jesus' name. There's a part I've called today, If Wishes Were Horses. Anyone will become the president of a nation if it will just happen by wishing. But why will everyone not be there? Because not everybody can dare. Not everybody can take the risk. Not everybody can take the discipline. Everyone wants to be a businessman. A big businessman or succeed in a career, but how many people will really get to the top? The very few people who can do what it takes. May God grant us that grace today in Jesus' name. Many people can start, but how many people can finish? Discipline is what brings us to the finishing point. If you are running in a sprint, maybe a 100-meter race, you can start and just stop in the middle of the field. I'm tired. You know, you can stop at any point in time. But discipline is that thing that can make you get to the end and finish strong. Success is not a sprint. Success is not a 100-meter race. No. Success is like a relay that you keep running and running and running and running till the time you leave the world. So whatever you have succeeded in, you have just started. No matter how long you've been there, you've just started. You have to keep going and running and rolling. Just every time you think about achieving something, just remember the word flow, secret flow. Every secret I already know about this thing requires a flow. It requires a continuity and it requires a consistency. May God release that grace to you and I in Jesus' name. So the reason why many people start and do not finish is lack of discipline. Lack of discipline and the pushing force for you to continue in that same line, doing the same thing that is not palatable in quotes for you to get the pleasant expectation. So one thing also that we want to do today is to understand the story of Rome and civilization. Every civilization you see today can almost be traced back to Rome. Reading, writing, all these things, democracy, making of roads and all that, they can all be traced back to Rome. These people were so strong, they were so powerful that they could not be conquered. In fact, Rome was so strong that nobody could conquer them. But guess what? They imploded. That means they were destroyed from within. They collapsed from within. And you know what? If something collapses from within, how can you help it from outside? So they just collapsed on their own, scattered and became nothing. In fact, many people don't even think about Rome today. But they were the America of those days. They were strong. They had the whole world under them. Rome. But guess what? Lack of discipline brought them down. All forms of immorality, all forms of sexual immorality filled the whole place. And guess what? The moment, I think I was listening to something recently, that sexuality and I think vision are somehow related. That the moment somebody starts failing in his sexual life, failing in sexual immorality, somebody flowing in, he said the person begins to lose focus. He begins to lose direction. The same way, if you and I are not disciplined, focus will just naturally melt away. Vision will naturally become useless because we cannot discipline ourselves to get to where we should get to. I know this is not the path that anybody likes. I don't like it myself, but I realize that the only way to get to the top we aim for is discipline. Discipline to be able to do the same thing over and over again without getting tired. Doing the things that are required, in quotes, for us to get to where we desire to get to. So modern civilization, we also feel, if you look at the Western world, for example, they are beginning to lose their grip. They are losing so many things. Why? Because of immorality. May you and I not lose our morality in the name of Jesus. And also, there are consequences of indiscipline. Like we earlier said, let two things, you should be motivated by two things, by consequences or by reward. So let us be aware of the consequences of indiscipline. Many Christians are definitely lazy and indisciplined. Lazy in keeping to time, indiscipline in keeping to time, just want to let things keep flowing, assuming that things will work without doing what will make it work. May you never be found in that place in Jesus' name. So, what are the consequences of indiscipline? Number one, abrupted vision. Vision is truncated because of indiscipline. Vision is always truncated because of indiscipline. So if you and I refuse to do what is required, vision can be truncated. The vision just becomes blurry. Why? Because you are not getting to it. For example, if you are traveling from Lagos to Ibadan, for example, and you already knew that, oh, we have good road and all that, I'll get there within 1 hour. But guess what? The person driving you, after 45 minutes, you are not even close. After 1 hour, you are not in Ibadan. Say, okay, maybe there was traffic, maybe I slept off. Now you are awake, your eyes are open. And another 30 minutes has gone. You are not in Ibadan yet. You are like, wait, what's happening here? You are becoming agitated. The same way, if you are supposed to achieve something within a period of time and you don't achieve it, many people become discouraged. I'm not talking about other forces that could affect achieving a dream now, but we are talking about because you are not doing what you're supposed to do, you will not get there on time. And if you don't get there on time, tiredness begins to set in, discouragement begins to set in. But if you want to avoid that, just do what is required through discipline. Discipline is that unpalatable part that helps us keep the wheel moving and rolling. So if you don't want your vision abrupted, get disciplined. And some visions are timed. Some visions are based on seasons and timing. If they don't get achieved in those periods of time, they will just become useless. For example, if God gives someone a vision to create the first smartphone, and the person is now 70 years old, and he says, "Oh, God gave me a vision to start his first smartphone. I'm going to start it right now." Everybody will be laughing at him. The only thing you can do now is modify and bring about new innovations to existing platforms. That's the only thing. But you can't start a dream now. "I want to have a smartphone." No, there are already smartphones. You can create your own version of smartphone. You can bring new innovation to smartphones. But you can't say, "I want to invent smartphones." It's gone. The timing is gone. You can't invent it again. You can only modify it and create another thing that is better than smartphone. That is it. So if we are not disciplined enough to do what is required, that vision can be truncated. So what are the consequences of indiscipline? Number two, poverty. Many people are poor because of lack of discipline. If you are not disciplined enough to save, you just want to eat and be full, then the dream of being rich is far-fetched. Yes, you may not really be able to save and save and save to be rich, but saving is a part of being rich. Saving is a necessary part of being rich. So if you and I will not do what is required, you know, there are so many things around it: giving, saving, investing, learning to become better and all that. They are all under, you know, being wealthy. But discipline is even what will make you do all those other things for you to become wealthy indeed. So poverty is a consequence of indiscipline. So you and I want to check. If I'm not as rich as I should be, I want to check my life. Am I disciplined? You see a lack of discipline that is causing it. Where am I not disciplined? So you want to check over and over again. Lack of discipline will definitely lead to failure in any area of life. So let's just know that. If I'm not doing what is required for me to get to have success in that area of life, I will definitely not have success. If I want to pass an exam and I don't read, I don't stay midnight to read, I've not covered all the topics and I'm going for the exam, you already know that you are most likely going to fail. So you want to do an overdo for you to succeed. Every area of life, look at it as an exam. If you are not prepared for it, you will most likely not have success in it. Lack of good health is also a consequence of indiscipline. If I'm not disciplined, you know, every time I see cake, I'm eating it. I'm not saying cake is bad, but I'm saying that every now and then, every moment, every second, cake, jump. This one, sweet one, jump. Coke, 5 times a day. The person lacks discipline, and therefore the person will lack good health. May God release that grace for us to walk in discipline in Jesus' name. So what are the enemies of discipline? The enemies, what are the things that make us not walk in discipline? Lack of strong will backed by a vision. If I have a vision and it is not strong inside of me, I will not be disciplined enough to do what is required. If I have a vision, so to say, and I'm not really convinced about the vision, I will not take what is required. Because discipline itself is not interesting. Discipline itself is not sweet. It's not pleasant. For example, if I want to become the fastest athlete in the world, that means whether winter, whether summer, whether rainy season, whatever, I will still run. That's what it means. But if I'm not really sure about the vision of becoming the fastest person in the world, I will not do what is required. When inclement weather comes in, I will not do what is required. So if your vision is not strong enough, if you don't have a strong will towards your vision, then discipline will not be there. Lack of foresight is almost the same thing as the first one. If you cannot see the future, you cannot do what it takes to get there. If you cannot see the rewards in the future, in the vision, you cannot do what it takes for you to get there. You'll be tired in a short while. Laziness. If I'm lazy, if I'm drawn back, if I'm just, well, I cannot stress myself. Like we some people used to say in school then, I cannot come and go and kill myself. If that attitude is what we have towards any vision, then we cannot get there. Then lack of required knowledge. If I don't know what it takes for me to get there, I won't even work in any discipline. For example, if I want to have my six-pack and be robust and healthy, physically fit, and I don't know that these are the things I'm supposed to do, I'll just be wishing. I'll just wake up in the morning, jump like 5 times and say, oh, yes, I've exercised today. The person will never get there. So if I don't have the knowledge of what it takes to get there, then I can't get there. Jesus said, is there anyone of you who wants to build a tower that does not first sit down to count the cost? That means you get the knowledge of what is required. See whether you can do it. See whether you want to be there. See whether you really want to influence people. Remember, this aspect of what we are looking at is still part of the transgenerational impact. See whether you really want to impact people. See whether it is worth the while for you. Then when it's worth the while, then you do what is required for you to get there. So lack of the required knowledge is an enemy of discipline. Then what are the enemies of discipline again? Ignorance of the reward or consequences. If I don't know the consequence of drinking 3 bottles of Coca-Cola every day, then I won't be disciplined. I will just be enjoying myself in quotes. If I don't know the consequence, I won't do what it takes. If I don't know the reward of healthy living, I won't really be motivated towards it, so to say. So rewards and consequences, let them be in your front. Put them at the front of your face. Reward, what is the reward of becoming wealthy? That means you are not going to borrow. You are not going to be begging people for food. So if you want to beg people for food, then fine. Then the person can be undisciplined. But if you don't want to, then you work hard and do what is required. So it's just a simple way of explaining that. Then, enemies of discipline, we've looked at lack of a strong will backed by a vision, lack of foresight, lack of the required knowledge, and ignorance of the rewards or consequences. Then, what are the rewards of discipline? We have looked at the enemies. What are the rewards? Number one, consistency and continuity. If I want consistency and continuity, discipline is that motor that drives it. So, if I want to see consistent success, for example, somebody wants to be wealthy, that means you have to consistently give, consistently invest, consistently save. You can't stop it. It just has to go on as long as you want the rewards. What are the rewards of discipline? Fulfilled vision. I want to see my vision fulfilled. Then discipline is there. If I'm disciplined, I will see my vision fulfilled. What are the rewards of discipline? Trust. If you want to be trustworthy, you need to be disciplined. You need to be disciplined to walk in righteousness. You need to be disciplined to speak the truth always. There are times that truth hurts. There are times that there are consequences for saying the truth. There are times that you will receive some consequences because you spoke the truth. But if you are disciplined, you will keep speaking the truth and it will make you trustworthy. That's just one example. If you want to be trustworthy in life, discipline is required. Then, lastly for today, respect. That's under the words of discipline. If you want to earn respect from people, just be consistent. Consistency is what brings reward. Continuity is what brings rewards. If you succeed for one day and the person does not succeed for the remaining days of his life, the respect is gone. Nobody will respect you again. But you have to consistently be disciplined to achieve success for you to earn respect in life. Respect and honor. And God says he will crown us with honor. If you consistently obey God, if you consistently respect God and honor him and do what is required, then we begin to enjoy honor from God consistently. Then lastly for today, how do we maximize discipline for good success? I don't think there's anyone here who does not know that we need to be disciplined. There is no one here that I know of who doesn't know that. But how do I maximize it? How do I now do this thing consistently? Number one, that we have mentioned before, I have a vision or strong reason behind the goal you want to achieve. Why do terrorists kill themselves to kill other people? They have a strong reason behind it. They have a strong ideology behind it. So you and I also must have a vision and strong reason behind the goal that you and I want to achieve. Strong vision, strong reason must be there. What is the second one? Be motivated by the rewards of achieving your goal. That's how to maximize it. Always remember the rewards of achieving your goal. Keep it in front of you. That is how you maximize discipline. You know, you don't like discipline. You don't like the things you have to do to get to where you want to get to. But when you know that you have to get to where you want to get to, then you'll be disciplined for it. Then number three, be motivated by the consequences of not reaching your goal. Yes, we have mentioned all these things before, but we are now looking at them again in the place of how to maximize discipline. just be motivated by the consequences. That is one of the best things in my life. The best things that happened to me when I served was God revealing to me the law of consequence. That just think about the consequence, the things that will happen to you if you don't do what is required. For example, if you think about sexual immorality, for example, if you're getting close to somebody you're not supposed to get close to and you're becoming intimate, just ask yourself, what are the consequences of this? What will this lead to in my family? What are the things that this will lead to in my children? What are the consequences that will happen to me if I fail in this area? So through that, you can quickly reset yourself and do the right thing. For example, you want to be successful. You want to be rich in life. You wake up in the morning to go to work and you're feeling tired. And you're like, if I lose this job, man, I will borrow. I don't want to borrow. I don't want to beg. Man, let me wake up. It will propel you to do what is required. Just look at the consequences. Because you hate the consequences, it will propel you. It will help to maximize discipline. And number four, which is the last point under how to maximize discipline, mentorship and accountability platforms. Mentorship and accountability platforms. Having a mentor is one of the ways through which you can maximize discipline. You know, a mentor is someone you honor. A mentor is someone you respect. A mentor is someone that has achieved great things with his life that you also want to follow. You know, when you have access to this type of people, you also want to impress them. You want to show them that you are doing the right thing. You don't want to fail them, in quotes. So when you have a mentor or an accountability partner, they help you to discipline yourself. For example, you've told everyone that, I'm going to become this and this by so time. Every time you see that person, you're like, this person will ask again. Let me just do what is right. So an accountability platform or partner can help you to maximize discipline. And in conclusion, what is good success and how is it related to discipline? Good success, like we have defined over and over again, is that success, you know, that you have that doesn't bring pain to anyone and that brings glory to God. It brings you pleasure. It brings nobody pressure, so to say. It brings nobody pain and it makes God happy. If your success is like that, then it's good success. So how does it relate to discipline? If you really want to have the kind of success that doesn't bring pain to anyone, you will need discipline. You will need discipline to make sure nobody is pained. For example, there are so many ways anyone can get rich in life. Just do drugs, you'll be rich overnight. But when you look at the consequences, when you look that, you are destroying some people's life, you are not making God happy, even yourself, you are not safe. And when you look at it, you know that, I need to be disciplined to do other things that are legitimate for me to have good success. So if you and I really want to have good success in life, discipline is a law that we must obey. And in conclusion, for today again, let's remember the Influence 300 that we mentioned earlier, the platform for you to mentor other people. The reason why you are here today is because you have achieved one level of success with your life. And you don't want it to stop there. If you really want to have transgenerational success, you need to pass it on to some people who may never know what you know, except you reveal it to them. And guess what? God will never leave them hanging. There is a blessing for you in blessing other people. If you don't do it, God will send someone else. And that is why you and I must take it serious that what you have learned today, which many of us already know, that you have just received a refresher course, make sure you pass it on to some other people. Make sure you tell some other people about it. Make sure you prepare some other people to discipline themselves to do what is right with their lives. And I pray that as we begin to take these steps, you and I will begin to enjoy unusual success in every area of life in the name of Jesus. Let's have a great week, and I pray that as we step out this week, grace for you and I to be super disciplined to do what is required may be released to you and I in Jesus' name. And may we be able to do that thing that you couldn't do before, that consistency you couldn't have before. May you receive the grace to have it in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week, and let's enjoy ourselves. Praise God. See you next week, and be blessed. Bye, everyone.
The good success.com.